small businesses are frequently described as the backbone of local, state, and even sometimes the national economies. And if small business development is a sign of a healthy economy, Wisconsin may be facing some problems. New research from the Kauffman Foundation finds that Wisconsin is lagging behind many other states when it comes to attracting new entrepreneurs who want to establish businesses. Our new guest recently co-wrote an article looking at this data for WisContext. Matt Curis is a community development specialist at the Center for Community and Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll talk about the importance of these small businesses, startups, to, say, a state's economy.
Oftentimes, startups and small businesses are the backbone of job creation. And while most startups tend to be small, it really is the startup economy that is driving a lot of new jobs in our state.
So those already existing big companies, they're important to the job picture, of course, but maybe the percentage of new job creation might not be as high there.
That's great. And oftentimes we see in more established firms and in larger firms that they tend to be net losers of employment over time. They're still incredibly large employers in our economy. But oftentimes it is the small new businesses that are actually the net job creators in our state.
All right. Take us into this new national data that kind of compared state to state. What do we look like here in Wisconsin?
So there are a number of different measures that the Kauffman Foundation uses in assessing kind of startup activity in states across the country. They look at the rate of new business formation. They look at what are called opportunity businesses or new businesses. So businesses that are started because an entrepreneur saw a new market opportunity instead of starting a business out of economic necessity. They also look at firms that are growing in terms of employment as they're new, and then also the survival rate of new firms within the economy as well.
And then with all those things in mind, and I'm sure it wiggles around depending on which measure you're looking at, how do we look in Wisconsin versus some of the other states?
Kauffman has changed their methodology a little bit over time, but for the most part, the overall index shows Wisconsin being one of the lowest in terms of new startup activity among all states. And as you mentioned, some measures we do look a little bit better than others, but for the most part, we tend to rank fairly low in new business startups.
That takes us to this piece now you and your colleagues wrote at WisContext, looking at one possible cause of this, and it has to do with people moving out, people moving in, to quote the Temptations. What do we see there?
What we see is that Wisconsin tends to have a very high share of its population that was born here. So if you look at the share of residents that were also born in the state of Wisconsin, we have about 72% of our population that resides here that was also born here. And what that shows is over time, we have not been quite as dynamic in terms of people moving in the state and people moving out of the state. And oftentimes what that means is that we're not exposed to a lot of new ideas. We're not exposed to new ways of thinking. We're not exposed to new connections or networks that are created by people moving across state lines. And what that also means is that sometimes we are more resistant to creating new businesses because we do not have those new market opportunities identified by potential entrepreneurs that move here.
So the idea here is that if you have a lot of new people moving in, even if you have an outflow, if you have some people moving out, just that very churn of bringing new different people together in different ways creates a sort of, creative entrepreneurial energy?
That's correct. It's entrepreneurial culture, but it's also this idea of cross-cultural exchanges. So we see people that may have been born in the Northeast that moved to one place. They bring new ideas with them. People that were born in the Southwest that also moved to that place, they bring new ways of thinking with them. And as they interact with one another, they're able to identify new market opportunities for starting new businesses.
And you mentioned that statistic of how many, the percentage of people in Wisconsin who were born in Wisconsin, 72%, I think you
said.
That's
correct.
And we're among the top five in the country in that, right? We're way up there.
We are way up there, and the upper Midwest in general tends to be way up there. So if we look at states like Illinois, like Michigan, they also tend to be highly ranked in the share of their population that was also born there.
Talking to Matt Curis from UW-Madison's Division of Extension, looking at startup businesses in Wisconsin. A report from the Kauffman Foundation says Wisconsin not real hot when it comes to new small business and entrepreneurship creation here. Part of the reason Matt and his colleagues write in a new piece at wiscontext.org may be the population doesn't move around as much. We don't have people coming in from other states, other countries, creating new entrepreneurial ideas and enterprises. Matt, sometimes we've talked over the years about brain drain from Wisconsin, this idea that young people are maybe getting their college degrees and then leaving the state. That's not really what's happening, though, it looks like.
Well, we do see negative net migration in terms of people with college degrees and our entire population moving out of the state. So there are more people moving out than moving in. But one of the things we see that it's not so much that we're losing people on a net basis because everyone's moving out. It's more so that we're not bringing enough people from other places to offset that loss. So if we look at churn, which is a good way to put it, as you mentioned before, we have a very low rate of churn in terms of people moving out and moving in. So it's less of a brain drain and a lack of a brain gain.
So I wonder what we could do from a policy level if people agree that this is part of the problem here. We see the state had this marketing campaign, for example, trying to lure millennials from Grand Rapids, Dubuque, other small to mid-sized and larger Midwestern cities. I mean, can we do that? Can we just lure those people in by advertising to them?
I think it'll certainly intrigue some people's interest that may not have had a good idea of what Wisconsin has to offer. But really, a lot of these issues that we face in the state are somewhat structural in terms of how our economy is structured, in terms of the industries we have here, but also in terms of the different size cities we have here. So we do not tend to have a large dynamic metropolitan area like other states that are attracting a lot of people on a net basis. So Milwaukee is a large part of our economy, but it doesn't tend to have the population churn or attraction levels that, say, a Minneapolis, St. Paul, or a Denver, or Portland has.
Do communities like Milwaukee or does a state like Wisconsin have any control over its destiny when it comes to getting people into the state?
There are certainly some policy changes that could be made in terms of focusing on things like entrepreneurship. So how do we build that entrepreneurial culture that's going to make people want to come here because they know that they have a good chance of starting a new business and having it be successful? Also thinking about other ways to support diverse types of industries in our state that may induce people to move to Wisconsin more so than others.
Are there ways to take more advantage of the people who are already here, the 70-some percent of people who were born in Wisconsin and stayed in Wisconsin? Can we capture that lightning without, even if we can't get that population churn?
I certainly think so. I think as a culture in Wisconsin, me being one of the people that was born here and has stayed here for most of my life, there are opportunities to help better educate people about entrepreneurial opportunities, to help them be more supportive of entrepreneurs. So when a person does start a business and perhaps maybe fails in their venture, we're more supportive of that failure and we learn from it and we help them the next time they want to start a business rather than almost taking some perverse joy in the fact that they tried something and they failed.
That doesn't sound very Midwestern, that last way of thinking about it.
Well, if you think about it, because everyone's here, is from here, that lives here, we tend to not be very open to new ideas in some ways because we are very Midwestern, you know. So I think we're very nice on the surface to a lot of individuals, but there's also times that newcomers have a hard time kind of breaking into inner circles because they're not from here, because they haven't been here for generations, their parents weren't here, and so on and so forth.
What's the risk for people in Wisconsin and the economy of Wisconsin if we just keep moving in this current direction and staying one of the lower states in the country for entrepreneurial activity?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of the status quo then. You know, we've traditionally been a slower growing state in terms of population, businesses, and employment than a lot of other states. And if we continue down that path, we'll probably continue to see those slower rates of growth.
And what are you watching for next on this? Is there something that you're out watching for, whether it's policy or just demographics, to see if this is going to shift in one direction or another?
In terms of the indices that the Kauffman Foundation puts out, I'm curious to see the survival rates the next time the next time that they are published, to see if businesses that were started over the last year tend to stay in business, and also do they add employees? So a lot of times when we start new firms, it tends to be a sole proprietor or maybe one or two employees. But are these firms continuing to add employees going forward and grow their businesses?
All right, we'll leave it there. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Matt Curis is a community development specialist at the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison's Division of Extension. He joins us today to talk about a recent piece he co-authored at WisContext that took a look at the impact people moving to or from the state has on new business development. I think that's up now at wiscontext.org.